Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music brought to you by myself, Nigel, here in the studio on my own. And tonight's show is going to be a kind of quite a contrast to previous couple of weeks where there's not been a lot of news, there's not been a lot of releases and things like that. Everyone quietened down over the Christmas period. Tonight I seem to be just full of lots of interesting stuff coming along, both in the way of news and information and new releases and things like that. So I'm just going to carry on with the tunes for the time being, but further into the show I will let you know all this interesting stuff. It kind of starts with a kind of a flurry from the Death Watch Asia record label, which is just fantastic at the moment. I picked up a compilation CD called Dying World Anthems, made by Death Watch Asia, that promotes a bunch of the artists on Death Watch Asia. A lot of the artists on Death Watch Asia I don't really follow, but there's a couple that I think are absolutely storming. But I do pick up their promo stuff as often as I can, because that's how you discover new stuff. And that track that I played there, it's one of those. It's a band called Technology. And before you think I pronounce that wrong, it's Technology. So Technology, but ending in O-R-G. So Technology. And I had to look them up. I thought they sounded fantastic. They've apparently been around 2 to 3 years now. They're from Greece. And I think it was last month their debut album was released. So before then, it was the odd single and appearance on compilation albums. So yeah, their debut album, End Times in Vogue, was released last month. So I'm going to have to go and dig them out. But clearly, as soon as I heard that, I thought, you know, maybe that was Tom Scheer doing some guest vocals on something. It really does hark very much to the Assemblage 23 Tom Scheer vocals, which I think is a great thing. I love that kind of sound, and well produced as well. So going to be checking those out. But now I'm going to carry on with the tunes, but I'm going to carry on with some more Death Watch Asia stuff. I'll have a natter after the next couple of tunes more in detail about this, but this is from the forthcoming Resistance 2013 album, the CD that accompanies the Resistance Festival happening in Sheffield in about March time. And this is a track by a brand new band. This is a band called Voster. We'll be right back. There, actually, three stormingly good tracks in my opinion. You heard the Surgeon with Hemorrhage, and that is the Alter de Rune remix from the Resistance 2013 album that I'll tell you how to get hold of in a few moments. And before that, I played you Be My Enemy with All American Psycho End Titles from This Is Not the New Wave. Now, they released This Is the New Wave, their debut album, and then they released This Is Not the New Wave. But up until recently, the only way to get hold of This Is Not the New Wave, which is the remix album, was to buy the Japanese import version of This Is the New Wave that came with two CDs, the normal and the remix CD. I have noticed very recently that you can now buy a digital version of just This Is Not the New Wave. So if you've already got the original and you want this remix version, you can go to the Deathwatch Asia website and purchase it digitally without having to rebuy the original This Is the New Wave. Quite interestingly, though, it's not if you the website seemed to be a bit messed up. So if you go to dwa-digital.com, which is where all the Deathwatch Asia digital downloads usually are, I couldn't find it there. I had looked through the list multiple times, couldn't find it. Seems not to be linked off there. However, if you go to deathwatchasia.com and then go to the shop part of that and find the physical version of This Is Not the New Wave, you can then follow a link there that takes you to the digital shop to buy the digital version, which may or may not make any sense, but if you get confused, just have a think about it. Go to the real shop and then follow the link to the digital version rather than just going straight to the digital shop, because that's what I did and I was like, I'm sure this was available digitally. And it also seems to have a couple more tracks on it, so I may have to check out. They seem to have added two more tracks than the actual physical CD copy, which is, well, it's interesting. I might have to check out if they're storming or not, worth the separate purchase. Anyway, back to what I played. Before Be My Enemy, I played Voster with Takeover. Now, Voster are Jamie from ESA and Scott from Iverdon Sphere. Together doing their own project called Voster, and their first ever gig, I believe, is going to be Resistance Festival in Sheffield at the end of March. If that isn't a cue, I don't know what is, because that's the first track that I believe has been released by Voster, and it sounds great to me. I will be looking forward to seeing them live. It's definitely worth checking out. But now it's time for the news, and that's kind of going to overlap with what I've just said. The Deathwatch Asia digital store is, well, the Deathwatch Asia store is the label that puts together the CD for the Resistance Festival, so you can buy tracks from all the bands who are playing Resistance. So the Resistance 2013 album is now appearing on the Deathwatch Asia website. Now, there's about five tracks already on the website. So if you go to dwadigital.com and click on Resistance 2013 album, you find five tracks already. One of them, the Voster track, is a free download. So you can click on that, just that one track, and get that for free. No money, just click, download, free, you've got it. And that's how I got hold of it. The other tracks, you can actually buy individually, which is how I got the Surgeon Hemorrhage remix. You can purchase that individually for about 56p, I think the current going exchange rate to Japanese yen is. So that's how you can get hold of the individual tracks. But also, if you pre-order the digital album of the whole of the Resistance 2013 album, you get the digital individuals, digital tracks of the tracks that have been put up so far, those first five or six, immediately, and then you get the rest when the whole album's released. So you can do a bit of pre-ordering there, which is good. That's not the approach I've taken, because I actually want a physical copy of this album. So I'm going to wait for the real thing. Whilst I was bouncing around the Deathwatch Asia website as well, there was a new compilation on there called We Are Legion 2. I believe I've played stuff off We Are Legion that came out last year, which was a free download, you know, a sampler of stuff on their website. But there is We Are Legion 2, which is more stuff. And it's a pay for what you want. So you choose the amount you pay to purchase this album. But it starts at zero, so you can actually legally, perfectly pay nothing. It's pay what you want, pay anything or nothing. So you can actually get hold of that for free if you want. So there's some good, decent free music out there. Oh, what else was I going to tell you? There's lots of news. Right, I think I mentioned last time Rhombus were doing a pledge music thing. I want to call it a Kickstarter, but it's not a Kickstarter. And Kickstarter's got a better word for it, because it's a Kickstarter website, and you call someone's doing a Kickstarter. Whereas the pledge music website, it just seems odd, grammatically wrong to say someone's doing a pledge music, but they are doing, and they have done, and they have reached 100% of the amount they were aiming for. You can still pledge for deals right to the end of February, Same with Eureka Machines that I also mentioned. They'd already got to 100%. They got to about 400%. And you can still pledge for them. And both those bands, Rhombus and Eureka Machines, are aiming to get their albums out shortly after their pledges finish. So that's good to know. And it's good to know Rhombus have met their pledge, so there will be stuff coming out. You can still pledge. You can still get the interesting stuff, the different pledges you can buy. You can buy, signed CDs and things. You can pledge different amounts for different levels of stuff. So it's well worth getting over to Pledge Music and searching for Rhombus. But once you're there, it's well worth mentioning that Berlin Black and the Shades of Grey have started a Pledge Music for their debut album. Which should be good. I think that's running for 60 days from about the start of February. So, not start of February, because it's not the start of February yet. From last week, let's say. So it's running for about 60 days. So March, January, March. So sometime in March, you will that pledge will finish. And Berlin Black, they've been played on the show quite a bit. I've always recommended their live gigs. I think it's well worth pledging for their stuff. And it's one of these things where the bands eventually, it makes it plausible for bands to invest in something like an album. They know how much money they've got up front for doing the recording and how many CDs they need to print up and that kind of thing. So I highly recommend this. It's kind of crowdfunded, fan-funded, in fact, but well worth checking out. So yeah, get over there if you're a fan of Berlin Black and hadn't already noticed they were doing a Pledge Music thing. What else? Aria has popped up on Facebook and announced she's releasing a digital download EP next month, which is going to include two new tracks from the forthcoming album Plastic Makes Perfect. So that's looking good for February. And also the full album is looking like it's going to be released in April at the moment. So stuff from Aria this year. We knew it was coming, but it's good to see some vague dates added to this stuff. I'll definitely be grabbing all that stuff. I'm quite a big Aria fan, so no doubt nearer the time in the next show or two, I'll be playing some of the new stuff from the new EP. Mesh have released their Born to Lie single last week. It wasn't out on my previous show, but it is out now. It's available from the usual places, and it's the first single from their forthcoming album, Automation Baby. I'm not quite sure when Automation Baby is coming out, but this is the first single, and I think I've got that lined up. I don't think it's the next song. I think it might be the song after. You'll have to wait and see. It's definitely in my pile of CDs for tonight, so if you want to hear what that sounds like, go ahead and stay tuned. What else have we got? OMD. Some of the synth-pop pioneers have announced they've got a new album coming out called Electric English. It's called English Electric. And it's been announced to be due on April the 8th. The first single from that, Metroland, will be released on the 25th of March. So stuff from OMD, I'll be checking that out nearer the time as well. Depeche Mode have a new single called Heaven, which comes out tomorrow, so that's not out yet. However, you can listen to the single because they've put it up on YouTube, so you can listen to it. You just can't quite buy it yet. Well, you will be tomorrow. Yes, new OMD, new Depeche Mode. So some of the old stalwarts of the scene are still progressing. Faderhead has announced his next album is going to be called FH4. So it's back to the naming pattern of his original three, and it's due for release on the 1st of March. So April, March is looking quite busy for albums, which is good. And Sciavia have got a track available as a free download on their Facebook page. So if you go to the Facebook page and click on the link, you'll get redirected somewhere, I can't remember where, and you can download for free a track called Virtual Gods, which is from their album Introspection. Whew. So there you go, like lots of stuff out at the moment, lots of stuff to acquire, large chunks of it for completely free, legally completely free, none of this dodgy downloads. So yes, there you go, lots of information about stuff happening. Whew. But I think I've been talking for far too long now. What you want to do is listen to some tunes, and what I've got up for you now is a band that were very good at Infest. They're very synth poppy, but very good. This is Tenek. I turn around.
ground. And I can see that there is greed behind the screen.
cold. What can't be said? The road to loneliness is no when to go to bed. You can't be told. What can't be said? The road to loneliness is no when to go to bed. You can't be told. What can't be said? The road to loneliness is no when to go to bed. You can't be told. What can't be said? The road to loneliness is no when to go to bed.
Still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there Twitch the Ripper with Rabid from their album Colourblind. Before that, we had Mesh with Born to Lie from their Born to Lie CD single that's just been released in the last week. And before that, we had Tenek with Higher Ground from On a Wire, who played Infest last year. Now it's time to run down gigs, clubs and stuff going out on in the local area for the next two or three weeks. And quite surprisingly, I found virtually nothing happening this coming weekend. It just seems to be a bit of a quiet one. But looking ahead to the following weekend, Friday the 1st of February, we have a few things over in Leeds. We have the Black Veil Club Night happening at the Fenton in Leeds. This seems to have started on a bi-monthly basis, and by bi-monthly I mean every other month, starting in February, and it runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. Not sure on the entrance fee, but all I know is the details on a Facebook event, so if you want to find more, check out Facebook and search for Black Veil. Also on Friday the 1st, there's a gig happening. There is the Chapman Family, supported by Cold in Berlin and Berlin Black and the Shades of Grey. This is happening at the Cockpit in Leeds, but I believe it's a room called Cockpit 3, which, if memory serves me right, is quite a small room. It's the smallest of all three rooms there. So it's not my favourite venue in the world, not a great place to see a band, but they are good bands, stunning bands. Price is £7 and door is 7 o'clock. And I believe... more information, the place where I found the information was Facebook again, so search Facebook for Chapman Family and you should find that information. There's also tickets available on lunatickets.co.uk. Also, on Friday the 1st of February, there's a gig at the Pack Horse in Leeds, further up near Hyde Park area. That's £4 in and runs from 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. and the bands are, it's actually a rearranged gig I mentioned a while ago. I think there was a clash on the original venue, so this is now the Pack Horse, and it's Petrol Bastard, Electro Slav and Sid 31. Again, details of that are on Facebook. Saturday the 2nd of February, so we've actually moved on a day, three things happening on the 1st, over in Sheffield at the Corporation, there is Zeitgeist Zero, supported by Bad Pollyanna and the Jan Doyle Band. I believe that's £6 in advance. I believe that's the first gig of their Zeitgeist X tour, I think their 10 year anniversary tour. I think doors are about 7 o'clock for that one. Again, details are at the Facebook event for that, but also corporation.org.uk. You should find details of that there as well. Also on Saturday the 2nd of February, there is a gig in Leeds. This is the standard flock formula, which is some bands followed by a club night, and the bands this time are cover bands. It is Modestein, which is a Rammstein cover band, supported by The Marching Men, which is a Sisters of Mercy cover band. This is at the Library in Leeds, and the gig is £5 in advance and starts at 7:30 and runs till 10 p.m. If you're in, you get free entry to Flock, which it runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. So you're essentially paying for bands and a club night. Or alternatively, if you just don't fancy the bands but do fancy the club night, just turn up at the club night, which is 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. But if you get there before midnight, it costs £4 in. More information on that can be found at sheepish.net or, as usual, Facebook events. Just search Facebook. Everything's run by the power of Facebook these days. And although it's more than a couple of weeks away, it's well worth mentioning. Something slightly more local. We have Carpe Noctem returning in its randomly infrequent way, but with quality bands. This time, Carpe Noctem on Friday the 8th of February has The Last Cry, Luxury Stranger and Quasimodo. The doors are 7:30, the first band is 8 p.m, the headline band is 10 p.m, and it'll be followed by the Carpe Club Night until 3 a.m. It is free entry, as always, and more information can be found on gothupnorth.co.uk or, as you may have guessed, it's a Facebook event. Just search Facebook. So lots going on. I think there's loads more, but I kind of stopped myself there because I can either run on into, you know, 6 months' time or... and overload you with information, or just have run out of time as well. I've only got a limited amount of time to talk to you on this show. So, as I said, I'm running out of time. I'm going to play you probably two more tracks, but this one is my second to last track. This is a band called Dead When I Found Her, and this is still an album I haven't had a proper listen through yet. This is the opening track to Ragdoll Blues. This is No More Nightmares.
forget or forgive the quippings and the harsh, strict words of command.
That was Dead When I Found Her with No More Nightmares from their latest release, Ragdoll Blues. And again, I think I've mentioned this every time I play that for the last few weeks. I've not had a proper chance to sit down and have a great listen to that album. I've been highly recommended it. And I really want to get to grips with it and have a proper couple of good listens through and just not managed it yet. But that's roughly it from tonight, from me. I think I'm going to leave you with Sciavia with Virtual Gods from Introspection Extrospection, which I mentioned earlier in the show is available as a free download from the Sciavia Facebook page. And essentially, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'll be back in about a fortnight with roughly the same. And enjoy. See you later.